Hi, welcome back to the podcast. Danganronpa stories and fun stuff. I know I'm already,
Hi.
and this is my friend Edie, and this is
Hi.
Alex. So yeah, we're gonna be just talking and asking each other questions to see what we would do, right? All right. Okay. Do you want to ask the question first?
You can. It's my
Okay,
new thing.
so who, in your opinion, who would you think you'd like to see their execution? In your opinion, it could be from any game.
That's a hard question. I found out that Chihiro's unused execution seemed interesting, but a lot of the unused executions that, in my opinion, aren't just really interesting. So I guess I would be okay with literally any of them.
Okay. If you told me, okay, you could use one unused execution, I would use Kokichi's. Kokichi's was really actually very interesting to me. If you guys don't know what this execution is, it's basically he's taped to an electric chair which has a lie detector, and he could have survived if he told the truth. But since he kind of has a lying addiction, it kind of like he keeps getting electrocuted to his death, and I'm really fascinated by it. That's the perfect way to die.
If I were to, like, with all the unused executions, I would say Kaede's is still my favorite for some reason.
You really like Kaede's for some reason?
I like the music.
Yeah, the music's actually pretty fire, not gonna lie. All
I
right.
found the original version of Barrel of the Walls on Spotify and I love it.
Da 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 da.
That's basically all it is.
Yeah,
It's beautiful.
basically. Okay, so
Anyhow, next question.
next question, we're gonna be doing, if you could replace one of the survivors with one of the people who died from each game, what would you do?
I have no idea.
I know what I would like, who I'd replace. People aren't gonna like my
Yeah.
opinion, but so for the first game, I'd replace Yasuhiro with Ishimaru. To my opinion, honestly, Yasuhiro wasn't really a big help. He deserved to die. In my opinion, I'm sorry, all the Yasuhiro simps, there are some. Do is there Yasuhiro
Never met.
simps? I want to search this up
There might.
now. Is there Yasuhiro simps? I'm actually wow.
Getting off track. Okay,
Yeah, we're
I
getting off.
can't talk. For the
Okay.
first game, I don't know if I'd replace. Like, if I hadn't seen Ultra Despair Girls or played it, actually, I would have said Toko, but I think Toko got a better character in Ultra Despair Girls.
I'm actually getting Ultra Despair Girls for Easter. I'm freaking hyped
I will
about.
not sell anything.
Well, I already know that, like, Nagisa is going to die, which sucks. I like Nagisa.
My
Okay.
opinion, some of the best ones, the Pope died first.
I know, and it's very idiotic to me.
Life sucks.
Life sucks, but we're gonna have to deal with it.
Anyway, this is why I shouldn't get emotionally attached to characters.
Especially in
From the first
Danganronpa.
game, I don't know who I'd replace. I literally have no clue. I liked Apple as the character, so she can't be replaced. Makoto is a protagonist, so he's not allowed to be replaced.
He's not
And also,
allowed. Kaede's a
even if
thing.
I mean, yeah, true, Kaede was a thing, but even if I wasn't gonna replace him because he wasn't a protagonist, I wouldn't replace him. He was a good dude. I think Kyoko is a very good character, and honestly, without her, you already know you get the bad ending.
True.
Byakuya, I have no idea what I'd do with him. Like, I don't really like him, but he's also a decent character, in my opinion. And
That's
also, he didn't lie. He did survive.
true.
Toko, like I said, got a better life, and I don't think I'd replace Yasuhiro, because to me, it's just funny that he somehow survived.
So you don't want to ruin that? Oh, you're coughing.
I'm choking on water.
Fun fact,
this
is a fun fact for all of you guys. You can actually, if you overhydrate, you can drown.
Yeah.
So this is why I just drink a bunch of peace tea.
Anyway, I guess if I had to replace someone, it would probably be Yasuhiro, but I have no idea who'd replace him.
Isn't your favorite Chihiro?
Yes, Chihiro is my favorite, but, like, his trial did have, like, the second trial did have, like, a lot of interesting facts revealed at the time.
True. Because but if
I wouldn't know what would have happened if he didn't die and actually trained. Like, would at, like, some what? Point you wake up, like, a really buff Chihiro.
If I saw buff Chihiro, I'd be running down the street.
It's like, buff Chihiro.
There he goes, the ultimate horror novelist running down the street from a buff Chihiro.
It's like Danganronpa's buff ski. Someone should make a fan game where Chihiro trains and becomes really buff, unless it's already a thing.
I love how short Chihiro is. I don't know why.
When you actually, like, walk around in the first game, like, for some reason you're unnaturally short, and even Chihiro is taller than you, so I had the urge to, like, take a screenshot of standing in front of Chihiro and just, like, send it to you and just type, and just, like, also message you saying, "Bow down before the almighty Chihiro."
Why didn't you? I'd love that.
Because I was using my computer.
You could take a picture with your phone.
True, I'm an idiot. I'll do that. I'll go into the school life of Danganronpa 1 and I'll do that.
Thank you. So
from the second game now.
Okay. We're gonna do second game. I would replace Sonya with Gundam. In my opinion. This is all my opinion. Because Sonya, I feel like she would have deserved to especially be a blackened, because it would give Kazuichi a better arc. That's the only reason. Sonya is a good character on her own, and...
Okay, I know this is random, but in my opinion, Kazuichi's design makes him look like a highlighter.
Yeah, this is why I want to get a pink and yellow highlighter, and just color him with it.
Highlighter.
But basically,
anyway, I'm sorry, that's random.
No, it was beautiful.
Okay.
So basically, okay. I was thinking, I was like, what if Sonya died? Because it would give Kazuichi an arc and finally get over the fact that he simps for a princess that loves the Dark Lord. That sounded like Voldemort. Never mind, this is gonna be her. This is showing how much of a nerd I am. I play Danganronpa, and I read Harry Potter. Oof.
I know, this is random, but I don't know if you already know this, but season 5 of My Hero Academia came out a few days ago.
Really?
Yesterday. Yeah.
Oh my god, yay!
Anyway, back to the actual discussion. Who would I replace for the second game? I liked Hajime as a character. My favorite part with Hajime was...
Oh!
Chapter 3 devoted to calling Hajime a tsundere. That was...
I dropped my phone. So that your audio cut out for a sec because I dropped my phone.
Okay, so I definitely, once again, would not replace Hajime. I honestly can't replace him because in Chapter 3 it's funny when everyone calls him a tsundere.
He is a tsundere. He has tsundere disorder.
Exactly. Yes.
He has tsundere disorder and you can't tell me what it is.
Akane was a good character. I liked her. She was relatable with the whole "I will eat literally anything" part. I don't know how she stays so fit.
Would she eat the wall?
She would probably. She'd probably eat like the. Wait, is it called insulin? I don't know.
But the
pink stuff on the walls that looks like cotton candy. She'd eat that.
Yeah.
Without realizing it. Anyway,
her insides would be itchy. I touched that stuff once, and I literally was so itchy.
I once That's why I wear long sleeves when I go to my uncle's house. They're, like, rebuilding the upstairs attic so that the boys can have their own room.
Ah.
Anyway, I can't replace Fuyuhiko because he actually was, like, trying to change. He had a really nice character after Chapter 2, and I liked him overall.
Yeah, and because I am a Kinney, so you'd technically be killing me.
Yeah, I literally cannot kill him off.
And it's absolutely, like, literally, we are both short. I'm only an inch taller than him. Inch taller than him.
Dan's blonde. 5'5".
Angry. Yeah, you're 5'5". I mean, that's like 1 inch over the average height for our age. Wow. It's only 1 inch.
I told my father that I'm basically above average for a woman, apparently.
That is not true. I searched it up.
Yeah, it's not true, but I'm still proud of myself.
You're still proud of yourself.
Anyway, I don't feel like I could replace Sonya, because I'm pretty sure, like, she had funny dialogue for Chapter 5. I can 100% say that for certain. Maybe I would have... No, actually, I'm replacing Sonya with Chiaki. I think Sonya should have accidentally, like, killed Nagito.
That would be so awesome. Okay, yes.
That would be so awesome.
I just want Sonya to die, to be honest.
Die, Sonya!
I don't like Sonya! Okay, you caused Kazuichi not to be a good person.
B3.
Also,
I guess I like
Oh. Oh no, the audio.
Is literally Sonya.
So
we have like three characters who are alive.
So this is gonna, like, I'm a Saihara simp, but I mean, so being a Saihara simp, normally you expect me, oh yeah, then I'm not gonna kill anyone. Now, I know you really like Kibo. You don't simp for him. I'm kind of forcing you to simp for him, but you won't.
You're pulling a gun against my
head. Well, you need to simp for something. You literally have a crush for nothing, and it scares me.
Am I not allowed to just want to focus on school?
You already get good grades. You can simp for someone on the side.
What has my life turned into? I don't know.
Anyways, but as a Saihara simp and a Kokichi Kinney, a lot of people are annoyed with Kokichi Kinneys, but I'm one of the chill ones.
Chill.
Like, I'm not as bad, but I mean, honestly, I would replace Kokichi with Himiko. Himiko's annoying to me.
Do you mean switch Himiko with Kokichi?
Yes.
Because you just said switch Kokichi with Himiko.
It's the same thing. It means that Himiko's going to die and Kokichi's going to live. You know what I mean.
Oh, true. Anyhow, so I know this is random, but here's a story that happened in gym class. So she told me to name a B3 character, like a character from any game who wore a hat, and I looked at her and I said pre-game Kibo, and she said no, you're not allowed to team with him. And I looked at her and I said, excuse me,
pre-game,
you said any character.
Any character, I meant in-game, not pre-game. I said in-game, not pre-game.
Still technically in the game.
Oh my god, I don't, yeah. This is a bit of a side tangent, but I really hate pregame Rantaro, Kaede, and Kaito. I hate their pregames. They're so mean to Kokichi, and it pains me in my heart.
I'm not even kidding. With the amount of times that Kibo gets bullied, I always have the urge to take a screenshot of every single moment and make a compilation of people bullying Kibo. I have no idea why.
Okay, I'm gonna do something. Now, I'm keeping my phone, so you can, like, talk to them. Well, I'm gonna search up Kibo screaming when going to the through on the tank.
It's like a 5-second clip, trust me. I'm not good at talking. The wrong person for this.
Well, I mean, I'm still here.
Why did you bring me here? Well, I mean, technically you called me, so.
Yeah, because, you know, COVID.
I wanted to read something to me. I didn't even get a choice. I realize now I literally could have hung up the call immediately.
Yeah, I started reading her Kibo fanfiction.
What am I? Why?
No.
What?
Oh my god, I found a Flumsily Hotel!
Oh god.
Okay, I couldn't find it.
When I saw that in the extras menu to, like, go check monocoins at the game to give me the executions because I liked the music in them, I saw that at the bottom of the extras menu and I was like, what the heck is this?
Alright.
I opened it out of pure confusion. I barely talked to anyone at this point as well.
Okay, that's spooky.
I'm always confused and I feel like my family is gonna
Ew!
What?
Kibo scream, but they made it spooky. I'm gonna try to find Kibo's scream. That was terrifying. I don't even know that's Kibo scream. There's a Japanese one. Oh my god, I found it!
Oh my god, you found the fish tank scene.
This might not even record the audio.
I can't hear it, so.
I know, but that was hilarious. That was hilarious, in my opinion.
It's just like Ryoben dies, and Kokichi's like, okay, go up to Kibo, you're up. It's like, what?
Ah!
And I was like, you talked about the fish tank!
But did you hear that scream? That was a beautiful scream.
Yes, I did. I witnessed that so many times in order to show literally every family member who enters my house that scream.
That was a beautiful scream.
I know.
I saw someone. I saw someone's username and it was K1B0s a ho gay, but you know, instead of GE, it's GAY. That's someone's user. I don't know if we should continue until my 30 minutes is up because I'm doing this on my web browser. But we're at 17 minutes. We've been talking about this for. Oh, yeah, we're off topic.
We're actually doing Changing the Survivors, and I was like, oh yeah, that's the most beautiful scream on earth.
I'm gonna like. Kind of. There. Now I'm using my computer audio and not my headphone. So now you can hear Kibo's scream. I want you to hear his scream again.
Okay.
Yeah! I love that! What the frick?
He gets a Grammy for screaming.
Like that scream was magnificent.
Hold on.
Kokichi bullying Kibo. Wait. Oh my god, there's a Kibo. There's a Kibo. Alright, we're gonna do this. Kibo singing. What?
Hello, my name is Kibo, and I wrote a song to sing today. I really like how it turned out.
This might not even. Be okay, able to listen, but.
Here I go. That was my song! Thank you all
for- That was my song!
That terrified me, but beautiful.
Round of applause for Kibo.
That was the most beautiful song ever.
Oh my god. Okay, so I randomly go. You wanna see my YouTube recommended? They sing and it's Himiko, Kaede, and Kibo. Kibo tells the bad word comic dub. Kibo sings his heart out. Amazon Echo Kibo. And then I saw the thumbnail. I will not breathe until Mr. Beast comments on this video. Comments are turned off.
Oh my god, what is your recommended?
By recommended, it's showing that I'm an idiot.
I don't know what I am. I somehow found that video of Kokichi's voice actor just saying Yas Queen in the most demonic voice ever.
Okay, I'm gonna search that up. They need to hear it, Kokichi.
Just search up Yas Queen Kokichi, and you'll see it. It actually scared me. I'm scared for my safety, and I no longer sleep at night.
Yas Queen.
Kokichi.
That's the second one. All right. I found it.
Wow. You really snatched my weave, Suichi. Wig. Yes, Queen.
All right. This might not even record the audio, but basically it was like, I'm going to do it in my best Kokichi impression. I suck at this.
You really snatched my weave, Suichi. Wig! Yes, Queen!
No. No, I'm dying. I'm dying. That sucks. I'm choking.
So here's a random story. I know we're off topic, but this is a random story. So there's like a million videos where people take the dialogue thing around the characters and kind of remix it to you, repost it in the wrong neighborhood. So I was listening to a playlist with a bunch of them, and randomly in one, I don't remember whose it was, it just said, I'm disappointed in you, while I was drawing, and I felt so, so sad.
I thought you were happy. You said you were happy.
I don't remember how I felt. I was happy and sad at the same time, I guess. I was happy someone called me a disappointment, but also really sad because I liked the character.
Who was it?
I actually forgot. I just know that it's one of the characters I like.
Fun fact, one time I listened to Yuichi Maru in the wrong neighborhood on loop for 3 hours. I have an obsession.
Oh my god.
And I did the same with Kokichi and Fuyuhiko. And Saihara.
Without context, like, half the Ishimaru thing sounds, like, weird. Especially, like,
I wanna...
Listen, skip to the one part that's good. Which is the entire thing.
You ran in the wrong school environment. We found it. This might not even record, but we're gonna listen to it. Oh my god, I found one which was you seesawed in the wrong neighborhood, Correkio. Anyways, this might not even record, so what's the point? We're just gonna be listening to it. So if you guys don't know, you rang.
Close your eyes. And whoever did it, raise your hand.
And whoever did it, raise your hand.
Three, Kiyotaka Ishimaru, bold simplicity. What the heck? Listen to me. Well, I find it very hard to believe. Two, to the
one,
point.
To the one, to the three.
Do you not have a mind of your own?
Hey, Mondo. You can take off your uniform, you know, and then it showed a picture of Ishimaru and Mondo blushing. Aw. We love a good, wholesome couple. Should we end it off now with the random context?
Like, we literally never did the V3 Survivors change.
I did. You need to before the video. Or the, not the video, the podcast
I
ends.
I honestly have no idea who I'd actually change from that.
Oh, nice.
I find V3 as the most enjoyable characters, in my opinion.
What, I just breathe heavily.
You're just like, why? What did you see? What did you hear? What did you
I
think?
Saw a very illegal terrifying picture.
Oh no, what is it?
Ishimondo, but in the and they basically explained that they didn't. How am I supposed to explain it? Nayagi exposing them there.
Exposing them.
You've been exposed. You guys kissed in the sauna. That's literally what happened.
I mean, we don't have any physical evidence. My aunt came to the same conclusion, honestly. So that's enough evidence.
I ship them too much. I will literally stay up to, like, sometimes I might hang up, even though it's not my bedtime, just to go look at Ishimondo. Normally, that's not the case.
You know we can still talk while you do that, right?
Well, I can't multitask. But I barely do that, okay?
No, listen, here. Listen here. You once played Friday Night Funkin' while messaging me. We went on call. You were messaging me. I'm so confused. You can't multitask.
All right. I feel like I'm almost out of time for this thing because I only got 30 minutes to record this audio. So I guess we're gonna end it off here. So, anyways, say with this random thing we call a podcast.
Thank you for having me.
Oh yeah, that's no problem. We're probably gonna do more of this. Like, probably tomorrow. We don't have school tomorrow. No. Because there's an ice jam.
Correct.
So that's fun.
Yes. I am so fortunate to live right next to that.
So fortunate.
Life sucks sometimes. What are we doing in the next time? What are we doing?
More random stuff. Time? Probably just gonna listen to audios that I'll use, like, a different device to listen to.
Maybe we can try voice acting.
Yes. We could actually do that after this episode.
I'm gonna fail miserably, but yeah.
All right, this is Alex and Edie signing off for this episode of Danganronpa Stories and Fun Stuff. I hope you enjoyed, and sorry for the randomness.
Have a great day, night, evening, afternoon, morning, whatever.
And don't run in the halls.